This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Mainland China had 427 new confirmed cases of coronavirus infections on Friday, according to the country's National Health Commission. The death toll from the outbreak in mainland China has reached 2,835 as of the end of Friday. The World Health Organization has boosted its risk assessment of the virus spreading worldwide to very high at a global level. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says breaking the chain of transmission is key to stopping the spread of the virus.
We still have a chance of containing this virus if robust action is taken to detect cases early, isolate and care for patients, and trace contacts.
Several nations reported their first cases on Friday, including Mexico, New Zealand, and Iceland. Late Friday, President Donald Trump said his action to order borders closed early in the outbreak is why there are so few cases in the United States. Stock markets around the world continued their downward trend Friday on spreading fears over the impact of the coronavirus. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The worst week on Wall Street since October 2008 ended with more declines for the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500. The Dow gave up another 357 points, or 1.4%, to close at 25,409. In 1 week, the Dow lost 3,583 points. It was part of a global sell-off, sparked by worries about coronavirus. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow tried again to calm jittery investors.
People should not overreact.
In the final 15 minutes of trading, there was a rally of sorts after the Federal Reserve said it stands ready to help the economy if needed. I'm Mike Gracia.
This is VOA.